I think I understand it in two ways. When Almas emphasizes the mind approach, trying to understand and analyze every piece of the mind and psyche in so much details, which is useful, but to me sometimes it is too much. Some of this the people can do on their own, and life will bring it up to them. I would like to emphasize the general understanding of what we are, but I want to emphasize something that Almas does not emphasize, which is essence itself. Not the teachings about it, but what is essence itself. For me, when this teaching came, I did not learn it by first understanding psychology, not first by dealing with my mom and dad, then I get to the state. Most of the time, the states will come, and they will make me see the issues. The blessings will come. I used to call them blessings or baraka. They will come, right? And I feel really the state and the blessings, then I see it to bring this issue. So I learned to trust that if I am in my being, if I am in the hand of essence, it will help me. Not only help me see the issues, but also help me give the capacity to understand them. Give me the intelligence to learn, to give me the patience to be with the states. So I relied more on essence itself. Almas relies more on the mind. Yeah. Because he believes his mind helped him get there. I believe essence helped him. So we have a different little view. So in the teaching there is little mentioned or transmitted on the nature of the essence. While when I teach, I talk about essence so much. The color of it, the texture of it, the density of it, what it does, what does it do. So people begin to know, what am I talking about? And instead of talking about the issues for 3 days, and the last day it feels like warm and sweet, and people leave warm and sweet. No, I will take 2 days about warm and sweet and golden color, and till the people get so much the flavor and the colors of it. So that's, I think, the part of the difference. The other one is that I am not mind-oriented. I am heart-oriented. I feel more interacting with life, enjoying, sharing. I learn through that rather than through my mind, understanding every issue and analyzing every issue. Sometimes the joy of meeting another person and the heart connection opens dimensions for me that I could spend hours talking to the person without my heart and I will not understand. We might understand so much about our mind, but the depth and the richness that my soul could experience could be hindered if my heart is not open. So I learned that through the heart, the finality of the teaching descends in the heart. Enlightenment has to reach, to come down. You go to the higher center, but you have to bring it to the heart, then true understanding. So I got oriented more and more into the heart. And also into the heart understands things in a much simpler way than the mind. Sometimes you read books and books, complex theories and ideas. Then it opens in your heart and you feel what it is. And it feels, my God, this is so simple. Why did they write 5 books of psychology about something so simple? Really, why don't they just feel it? Because they had to do so much structures in the mind to come to the basics of what it is. So I also learned that the heart is rich and the wisdom in it is simple and very profound. So that's part of the emphasis.